Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And when you hear all about being online with Brad Paisley, then we know that Tasca King is in the house with ADX Digital Marketing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tasca. How are you?
I'm great. Hope you are.
I'm doing good. I mean, Monday, I don't know. I'm feeling pretty chipper this morning. I'm not sure why exactly, but...
Oh, good. You know, good for you.
Maybe it was the iced coffee, maybe, you know?
Maybe that was it.
Switching up from the hot coffee to the iced coffee. I don't know. Huh. Something profound.
I'm not a coffee drinker, so...
Get out of here.
I can't relate.
How can you... Well, see, you know, I did morning radio. That's when I got hooked.
Well, most...
Early morning radio, like 4 a.m.
Most radio people do, especially on-air radio people.
True, but you never have drank coffee.
I have never acquired a taste for it.
Interesting. Do you like tea?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I like hot chocolate.
Well, who doesn't?
I mean, there are some hot drinks that I like in the mm-hmm. wintertime. I don't drink anything hot this time of year.
Uh-huh. Well, what is happening in the world of ADX Digital?
Oh, well, we're just moving right along with lots of campaigns and helping lots of businesses out. And today, I thought we would talk about mobile conquesting. And you've heard me mention that before. We talked about it a little bit last week when we went over all the products. It is one of our most popular products.
Okay.
Probably it's our two most popular products are Social Mirror and Mobile Conquesting.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about mobile conquesting.
So mobile conquesting uses location-based demographic and behavior targeting to reach consumers with display and video ads on their mobile devices.
Uh-huh.
So this is, you want to reach somebody that's on their phone all day, every day?
I think there's
this
a couple of generations.
This is the way to do it.
There's a couple of generations out there
Absolutely.
That do that.
Absolutely. It is, again, it's one of our most popular products. And that is because it's one of the more advanced and sophisticated products that we have to offer. We can target people based on their online behaviors. We'll show specific behaviors online in certain demographics. And with their offline behaviors based on where they physically are in their with their phone. Whether
wow.
they're in a vehicle, whether they're walking, whether they're at work, wherever they are with their phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the first layer of mobile conquesting is going to be physically where they are. Then the second layer is when we're going to work in several different geo terms. So the main one that you've heard me mention is geofencing.
Okay.
Now, a lot of times a client will come to us and just say, I want to do geofencing. Well, geofencing is a targeting strategy. It's not a product.
So what is it?
Geofencing is when you draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather and show the ads to the people that are inside that fence.
So you know because they're inside that fence, let's say the Bay Center, for example.
Right, exactly.
Maybe they went to a hockey game or they've gone to a different kind of an event.
Exactly.
Then you can target those folks because you know they're interested in that topic.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly. You know, we may use that fence with the Bay Center for different reasons,
mm-hmm.
which is Bay Center is a great example. So say you're wanting to target sports fans. Well, and you're geofencing the Bay Center. So anytime there's a sporting event, such as a hockey game, such as a basketball game during the SBC tournament time,
mm-hmm.
that's when is going to be the best time to geofence that the Bay Center, because that's when you want to do it, when there are going to be sporting events.
So what is the extent? Is it miles around, or how is it determined?
It depends on what the client needs.
Aha, okay.
So there's a couple of different things, and I'll get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
Again, the geofencing itself is when we draw a virtual fence. Now, there are a couple ways we can do that fence. The first fence is by radius. This is the most basic basic method that we use, and that's when we can start with a tenth of a mile and go out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either just do a tenth of a mile, you can do a mile, you can go up to 5 miles in an exact radius. Now, the other way you can do it is with mapping. So say you want to target a specific store and you don't really care about the other stores that are around that store.
Mm-hmm.
Or businesses that are around that store. So you wouldn't really want to go out a quarter of a mile or whatever. You just want to map around that store, and you can do that. That is known as property mapping. Sometimes they're called tax mapping because we use the aerial views of the area and map it that way. And then there's also polygon mapping, which is another form of tracing the store and placing a boundary around it, but with the satellite image.
Wow.
And that, and both of those allow for very little waste. A couple of things we can do with that. We can either just outline a store, which say you want, say, for an example, you are Belk.
Okay.
And you want to geofence Dillard's.
Okay.
So we would just, you know, get an aerial map of the mall, and we would draw that geofence just around Dillard's, not around the whole mall.
Right.
Not around the parking lot, because people come out, park into Dillard's, and then just use that as their entrance into the mall.
Right.
You want just the people that are in Dillard's shopping.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's, with mapping, you can do that. Now, say it's a standalone business, then you might want to also include the parking lot in the mapping. So you've got that option if you want to do mapping.
That's when you think about it, I have to say, that's incredible to me.
It is.
That's amazing.
And we've had a few businesses that want to be that specific. So they use the mapping option instead of the radial option. I've mostly used the radial option with my clients because my clients haven't needed to be that specific with their targeting. So you want to catch as many people who could possibly be your customer as possible.
That makes sense.
As possible. So,
right.
Anyway, those are the two main ways that we can reach the people or draw the fences. We can do it by the radius or we can do it by mapping.
Okay.
So moving on, how about tracking on-site visits? Well, we can do that.
Wow.
So that is just with a push of a button and when, you know, one little extra step is we can start tracking everyone that comes in and we know whether or not they have seen an ad.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How is that done? Is that, I mean, I'm not
sure. Through their phone.
Wow.
Through the IDs of their phone.
Interesting. Okay. So, well, we're going to take a quick break here. It's we're talking with Tasca King, and she is with ADX Digital Marketing here at the radio stations, and they do so much to help businesses expand their reach and get potential clients. So if you have a question about this process, every week we go over all the different strategies and products. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. If you just joined us this morning, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, with my guest, Tasca King. She's telling us all about ADX Digital and some of the amazing products that are available. I just find all of this fascinating. I really do.
I just think
it's incredible that you can actually, like, track where a person's been and be able to target that person with your ad.
Exactly.
That's amazing to me.
I know. So let's talk a little bit more about on-site visit tracking and how that works.
Okay.
Well, a couple of things to keep in mind. First of all, when you set your campaign up, we're going to want to know your open hours because we're only going to track during the open hours.
Well, that
makes sense. We don't want to track your area and waste your inventory when you're closed. So in order to keep up with everything, we keep that tracking on just during your open hours. We also have a way to differentiate employees from customers.
Really?
So we'll just need to know the way they do it is someone that's there every day. They get after the period of time is, probably for the first 2 weeks, they'll throw them out because we know, okay, they're going there every day. They've got to be an employee.
You know what? They might throw me out because I'm a Starbucks every day.
Well, they might. I'm a Sonic just about every day.
So you think we would get thrown out?
I would get thrown out of a geofence at Sonic.
There you go. Just kidding.
Dwell time. How much time does someone spend in the store?
Ooh.
And that's, you know, the longer someone's in there. Of course, if they're there all day, again, you're going to think they're going to think it's an employee.
Right.
But they keep up with that of everyone that comes in the store. Are they in the store for 10 minutes? Are they in the store for 30 minutes? Are they in the store for an hour? I mean, this is all information that you as a business owner could utilize or at least be good to know. Speed. How fast is that person moving when they are in the building? Uh-oh. Isn't that amazing that they could tell you that? Did that person stand, you know, were they at the dress, were they wow. at this one area for 30 minutes? Well, maybe they were trying on clothes. Who
right,
knows, you know?
Right.
And then horizontal activity.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, where is this going?
Yeah.
What is the percent of accuracy that the system has received? I am not real sure what this means.
Mm-hmm. I could take a guess.
If the horizontal accuracy that falls within the polygon is mm-hmm. being tracked is not higher than the system's average percent threshold, the visit is not counted. So, in other words, if someone comes into your store and lays down on the floor and goes to sleep, they're not going to be counted.
Probably not a good
That's
prospect.
That's how I'm going to understand that one. But the really cool thing about on-site visit tracking is, as overall, it does give us a 95% accuracy.
Wow. That's
amazing. That 5% probably is crossover with employees.
And the guy
especially
lying
part-time.
On the floor.
Oh, yeah. We're throwing him out.
That guy. Okay.
Okay. Another really cool thing we can do with mobile conquesting that we can't do with any of our other products is cross-platform targeting. Now, what does that mean? That means we can add on one of our other products in a smaller increment and use the data from the mobile conquesting to reach them on other products.
Wow. Okay.
So those products are display, social mirror, Facebook and Instagram.
These are ads, right?
Yep. These are running ads on these other products, starting utilizing the data that we've already collected mm-hmm. from mobile conquest.
So it's all kind of working together.
Right, right. And it's based on the information collected from the user's browser, including the type of browser they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And again, remember, people don't use Google 100% of the time.
They're not as much as they used to.
I know. And I mean, there's some other of our competitors out there that sell only Google-based targeting products,
mm-hmm.
and they're missing the boat on other people that use other browsers.
Right.
So our campaigns use all the browsers.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. All the legitimate browsers. We're not just, I mean, of course, we use everything that Google gives us,
mm-hmm.
But we are not. We are not limited to just
restricted
what Google gives
to that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It includes information that we get from each device, location information, including precise location information where the device is enabled. You know, in most cases, people have to be using their device inside these geofences before we can actually detect something.
Mm-hmm.
So if they've put their phone in their pocket the whole time and the phone's not turned, I mean, it can be on, but if it's not active,
mm-hmm.
Then if it's the phone's asleep or whatever, then it's probably not going to get picked up.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
Information about ads that are served, viewed, or clicked on with the phones. That's all available to us. Interferences or audience segmentation.
Hmm.
So a lot of really interesting ways that we can utilize that data and then use it over with the cross-platform targeting use it on the other products with an add-on.
We're talking with Tasca King with Pep Talk and talking about ADX Digital Marketing. So if you have a question, you can text that in at 850-437-1620. There's so many different things that you're covering this morning. A million questions come to mind.
Absolutely, absolutely. Another thing we can do, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, is I can actually do a mobile conquesting audience DNA report.
Huh. Okay, I have to explain what that is.
Remember, these reports we can do ahead of any campaign.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So this is only available if a client has some type of geofencing running with no categories,
mm-hmm.
which is how most of the geofencing is done. It's just an additional report that's available. This one is with a campaign, but it can just teach us a lot more about what's going on, about the people that walk into and out of these fences that we are trying to market to.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. Okay, well, we're going to take a little bit of a break here talking with Tasca about ADX Digital Marketing. And again, if you have any questions, text it on in 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Pep Talk after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk talking about ADX Digital. And Tasca King is here. Got just a couple of minutes left, Tasca.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about this audience DNA report that you can get with a mobile conquesting campaign. And that is just going to give us a better idea of the people who are either clicking on ads or visiting a location after they've seen an ad when you're running a geofencing campaign. And from there, all that information is broken down into the top 10 attributes that make up the people that are engaging with the ad campaign. So it may be that it doesn't matter really what your business is. Mm-hmm. You're going to see what are the top 10 attributes of the people that either interacted with your ad or came into the store. Like, you might learn things like, were they sports fans? Did they like to eat pizza?
Wow.
Do they like to drink coffee? I mean, different things like that. And it's just good information that you might want to know about your clientele, especially the ones that are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Just remember, with mobile conquesting, there's so much that you can learn. You can get these extra reports with your campaign. You can do cross-platforming. But the big thing is the geofencing. That's probably the number one thing that we have requested from our clients is, I hear about geofencing. How can I do geofencing?
Mm-hmm.
And just remember, geofencing itself is not a product. It is a targeting strategy that we utilize. Now, we can use it on some of our other products,
mm-hmm.
but it works the best on mobile conquesting because that's people that carry their phones and have their phones with them everywhere they go.
Right. No, it makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
It really makes a difference, too, because it's so targeted. I mean, you really are
reaching that
potential client or customer.
Absolutely. And remember, the fence itself is going to either be a virtual fence that is radial, or it's going to be mapped,
mm-hmm.
and just depends on how precise you want to be with the people that you send your message to.
So what do I do if I want to take advantage of this?
So if you want to learn more about mobile conquesting and geofencing, you need to give us a call, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll come out and we'll show you exactly how this works. Again, there's no charge and no sales pitch for the initial meeting where you learn about our products. So we'd love to come out and just do a deep dive and teach you about the products and how they work, and then determine whether or not they're right for you and your business.
And at that point, you would come up with an advertising campaign or plan,
yeah.
using the different strategies and products.
Absolutely. We'd put something together and come back to you with a plan.
Well, it's custom designed, so that's pretty special.
It will be, absolutely.
Okay, one more time, that phone number?
850-262-6000.
All right, thank you so much, Tasca King, talking about ADX Digital this Monday morning. And again, you can always go to their website to check it out at adxdigital.com. And that phone number, 850-262-6000. All right, thanks, Tasca, for being here. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning at 9.